Diário.
Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. Thank you for being here once again as we fight for America and all she is, and push back against those that hate this place for no particular reason. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, we'll have an update on that East Lansing CEO arrested. Connick for data theft and sending information about poll watchers and workers to China. Number two, the Detroit School Board wants to cancel Dr. Ben Carson. What the heck? And number three, a second debate has been set for the Michigan governor's race now. The first one coming up next week. Now, it happens after polls have already opened and voting has already begun, but so it is. The second debate between incumbent Democrat Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her Republican challenger, Tudor Dixon, scheduled to take place on the campus of Oakland University, Rochester. Tuesday, October the 25th is to be that debate. The first one's October the 13th. This is from MichiganNewsSource.com, by the way, my favorite Michigan information place, as you know. According to WXYZ Channel 7 Detroit, they'll be hosting the one-hour commercial-free event along with other Scripps television stations, WXMI, Fox 17 Grand Rapids, and WSYM, Fox 47 in Lansing. So you'll get Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, as well as Oakland University Center for Civic Engagement. The October 25th debate will be shared with media partners throughout the state. Moderating the debate will be WXYZ's Chuck Stokes, WXMI's Doug Reardon, and WSYM's Ellie Myers. Sarah Broadwater, as Tudor Dixon's communication director, said about the debate, Tudor Dixon will remind people of all Gretchen Whitmer's failures as governor, and Tudor will make clear to the voters how their lives will improve under a Dixon administration. Dixon will contrast her common sense agenda for Michigan against Governor Whitmer's laundry list of failures on the economy, schools, and crime. All right, well, we'll find out. Whitmer's campaign didn't respond to a request for comment. David Duilio, director of the University Center for Civic Engagement, told Michigan News Source that the school is delighted to partner with Scripps television stations in this important statewide civic initiative. He said about the event, generally speaking, debates are the only time during the campaign where candidates are face-to-face and engaging on the same issue at the same time. Candidates have to confront their opponent in a setting that might be a bit uncomfortable because the moderator might bring up an issue or an issue position that the candidate doesn't want to address. Similarly, the opponent might challenge the candidate on a particular issue or position, opportunity to hear directly from the candidates and be challenged by the moderator or their opponent about their views, record, or vision of the future. There you go. We'll see. You know, it is the first debate, like I said, October 13th, 7 o'clock, Wood TV, Grand Rapids. It'll last 1 hour. Political reporter Rick Albin will be there to moderate. Wood TV 8 asking viewers to submit their questions for the debate at a link online. You can go to Michigan News Source and find that link. Viewers should be sure to give the station their phone number to be called if their question is chosen and also be able to do a Zoom call that would be pre-recorded before the debate. Albin says that the viewer questions the event on October 13th comes at the peak of the election cycle. Will be the first of very few joint appearances of the two major party candidates. A hallmark of our tradition of hosting those very important debates is that we ask you, our viewers, what you want to hear the candidates talk about. So that should be kind of fun. Meanwhile, the big races in Michigan, no Senate race this year, but big races for members of Congress. Dan Kildee has been there a long time. Paul Young is challenging him. I want to jump to bite 15 here. Paul Young challenging Dan Kildee. He was out of the campaign trail here recently. Had a few things to say about his opponent who's been in Congress for a long time. Go ahead and play that. Bite 15, go.
I think there's very little question that the responsibility for the inflationary pressures that American families are seeing all across this country lie right at the feet of the Biden administration and the policies that Dan Kildee has supported. It is impossible to look at over $3 trillion in reckless and unneeded federal spending that is driving the federal debt higher and higher and not say that that had a major part of why we're suffering the inflation that we are suffering today. It's not just the reckless spending, though, by the House Democrats and the Biden administration. It's also the attack on the American energy industry. We were energy independent. We had an energy industry that was producing the energy that Americans needed and was, in fact, able to export energy around the world. And instead, in decision after decision supported by the House and Dan Kildee, the Biden administration has attacked American energy production, and we are no longer energy independent.
That's so true. We are no longer energy independent. Paul Young, he ran against Alyssa Slotkin 2 years ago, but of course redistricting changed everything. And Alyssa Slotkin moved into a donor's house so she could be in the new 7th district. Dan Kildee and, of course, Dale Kildee, his uncle, have held that seat for a number of years. And Paul Young giving him a pretty good race, although, you know, it's hard to tell because when you do polling in some of these places, it's very, very difficult to determine. Yeah, they're hard to poll some of these places. It's considered a toss-up. We'll see how it plays out. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough year for Democrats. I keep telling you that because, well, it's true. It's true because of the economy and everything else. But, you know, I wonder what Joe Biden would say to that, because nobody F's with a Biden. That's what he said to a guy yesterday. Yeah. Caught on a hot mic. He was talking to the Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy, who wore a bucket hat and sunglasses. And the audio first captured Murphy thanking Biden for making the trip. Thanks for everything, he said. Thanks for coming down. We appreciate it. The next few comments are kind of hard to understand, but then Biden says, after he laughs, no one F's with a Biden. Well, except for OPEC. Apparently they do, Joey. And as a result of OPEC cutting 2 million barrels a day starting in a couple of weeks, guess what's going to happen? You're getting effed with, and so are the American people. Nice job, Joey. Way to be asleep at the wheel with a full diaper. I mean, good Lord. I'm sorry, but the President of the United States is not up to the job. He is not a capable individual. The more frightening thing, of course, is that he's more capable than the Vice President. Otherwise, there'll be a change in leadership already, but we can't get there because we have nobody to replace him. What a disaster. It is an unmitigated disaster. Joe Biden in the White House is an unmitigated disaster. You got that right, and it's going to hurt all of us going forward. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is the resource every Michigan business owner needs now to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and to help you navigate the challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you with thousands of members. They have experience no matter what you're trying to do. The smart money is on the Michigan Chamber, michamber.com, michamber.com. That's michamber.com. You should be a member if you're not. That is for sure. Still coming on the program today, we're talking about saving some money as the OPEC impact is going to be felt here. What do you do? How about going geothermal? Will that help you? It just might. I'll explain in a moment here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Patriot Foods of Michigan Company, committed to bringing you U.S. only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code America and save 10% today and get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code America. Go to patriotfoods.com. That's patriotfoods.com. Use promo code America and shop today.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.